Welcome back to the Quality Time Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Woodworth. And listen, the holiday season's got to me. Christmas, my birthday, multiple shows that had to be run. There's no movie this week. And Jeremy's work schedule. There were a lot of things. I'm not going to put this all on me. I will place most of the blame squarely on my co-host, Jeremy. So we were going to do another Christmas episode. Spoiler alert, it was going to be Cobra, which will be a future episode. We might save it for next year. Who knows? But in turn, to fill you with Yuletide cheer right before Christmas, we're giving you the musical recap episode that you all love, need, and deserve. So, it's been like a year and a half since we did one. I've scoured the archives. I pulled out all the little gems and polished them off real good. And now you just sit back, pop your earbuds in while you pretend to listen to your grandmother talk at Christmas when you're really just tuning her out and listening to us. So get strapped in, get full of that Yuletide cheer, and get ready for Quality Time, episode 168, the musical part 2. It's a nice feeling.
Hello, kiddies. It's your old pal, the Crypt Keeper. This is a big shout out to my friends at Quality Time Podcast.
This first one is a doozy, real doozer. It's probably one of our greatest songs. I think the most requested song by Joe Robinson, our main corrector, who, spoiler alert, just had a show with Joe over the weekend, and we had the murder mystery at McGoobie's, and one of our listeners of the month, who doesn't like to have her name broadcast across our airwaves, saw Joe Robinson, grabbed him, and say, "Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you Joe Robinson from Quality Time? Like Joe Robinson's Corrections?" And he goes, yeah, that's me, which is hilarious. Thank you so much, Tatiana, for recognizing Joe and realizing that we've really put him on to a different level. But back to this song that you're about to hear. This is a song written by Jeremy Woodworth. It's a Jeremy Woodworth Aridge. And, you know, I think he wrote it from a place of love, a place of caring. It can be found on our Over the Top episode. If you ever want to go back and listen to it, be created and when it was introduced. So without further ado, enjoy Docking with My Son.
Life out on the road gets very lonely, but I found a friend I can travel it with. Sometimes you look back when you're pulling back in life. Got to look behind you, 'cause those are those special times. Docking with my son. Yeah, we're docking in the name of love. Oh yeah. Driving a truck gets real out on the road, but now I got my boy with me, though I left my wife. Now I'm here and I'm a big arm wrestler, gonna put it all on the line. that matters to me is docking with my son. Yeah, we're docking. Yeah, you're a truck driver. You know what it's about. Docking in the name of love. Me and my son. Yeah. We're docking. Getting together like a truck and a stop. Yeah, docking.
The next track that we got coming up here is actually from the movie The Thing episode, big episode 100, one of the last ones we had with former co-host Kim Callahan, who had a baby and, you know, maybe she'll still one day be back. But before she left, we had this wonderful episode, and I wrote this particular piece called That's Not Dog, which is a famous line by Wilford Brimley within the film. Check it out.
Dog, that's not dog. Up in your eye now, 'cause that's not dope. That's not dope. Dope. You better look, it's an imitation. It's not the diabetes medication. I wanna come inside now, love. Cause you know that thing's gonna rip you apart. If you give it CPR, you know it'll rip off your arms now. Cause that's not dope. That's not dope. Dope, dope, dope. You know it's not, not dope. That's not dope. Yeah. It's not a dog, it's an imitation. Oh, that's an imitation solo by Jim. It's coming for you, and it's coming for quite a bit of time.
You know, a lot of times people ask us, you know, why don't you do enough songs about fentanyl? So we listened, and that's exactly what we did.
Yes! And all the kids want. Here's a new thing trip across the nation. Everybody wants some, so they get some, yeah. Fentanyl. Everybody wants some fentanyl. 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 Prince wants some fentanyl. South Penny wants fentanyl. See my friend hopping with fentanyl.
and they all got fentanyl and they died.
You want fentanyl, and you want fentanyl, and you want to die.
Yes, that was Jeremy with Die Hard right there. Oddly enough, from our Die Hard episode, if you'd like to go into our archives and check that out, Christmas classic. But speaking of Christmas classics, we got a couple for you right here.
Hey kids, Tyrone and Adolf, gather round. You know what special time it is this year. The leaves are gone, snow on the ground, and you hear that sound. She waited all year. It's cold outside, and her heart is cold too. Grandma's dying for Christmas. What's that gurgling you hear? Lungs are filling up with liquid as she drowns in her own juices. Grandma's dying for Christmas. No, it's not reindeer's fault. She waited all year for you kids to make sure you know you will die too. Die, 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 die. It's the most wonderful time of the year to die.
Him also.
Mm-hmm.
What's that sound you hear? In Bethlehem! It's Rachel crying! For her children have been killed! And she will not be consoled.
Yes, nothing like a Slayer Christmas song. I guess that's what we just listened to. I don't know. Listen, that's from Jeremy's crazy ass mind. Kind of sounded like Dead Skin Mask by Slayer. Oh well, you know, we lived with it, we made it through it, and now you get to hear you know, the movie Poltergeist we did a while back. And you know, I had always wondered what it would sound like if the main theme song, like Carol Ann's theme, had lyrics.
Demons living in your TV try to steal your little girl's soul. Try to make a run for some beer. You don't care, you want to see the Rams game. Giant tree and try to rape your wife on the ceiling. It's because you all know, no, maybe you didn't, but your boss did, 'cause you only move the headstones. But don't forget, under your pool, where they all starve to death, with the man who looks like he's almost dead. And then you try to move to New York and get away with Tom Skerritt. You know you're gonna lose there, 'cause he died also in Alien. This is a bad scheme of things. And then the end, she died in real life. And that's the end of the Poltergeist
Yes, Gary Busey. What a wonderful actor. And you know what? Great father, too. Gotta love him. You know, without him, we wouldn't have the acting chops of a Jake Busey, famously known for the movie Starship Troopers, and also never being seen with his mouth fully closed. T. teeth always exposed. Anyway, if you're a listener of the show, then you're familiar that we love when the titular line drops in the middle of the movie. And we have a couple songs about said titular line. Oh, yeah, the titular line. Coming up on deck here, here at 98 quality at QT 7.46. That's a radio station. Yeah, we're playing all the hit songs forever. It was good. Yeah. We have a couple song from the movie Fallen. There's some Fallen songs. We hear a little bit about Jeremy Psoriasis and the difference between killer clowns and clowns in the crawl space.
Thank you.
I have sores all over my body. I have sores, they make me really nuts. They make me itch 24 hours now, and they make me wanna die. Sores over my body, they go pretty much anywhere. Who wants a giant skin flake? Bring it to you, but I wanna die. It makes me hate everyone. It makes me hate when they look at me. I wanna maybe kill somebody, but I really wanna die. Die. Oh yeah, I think it's time to itch again. Oh yeah, makes me wanna die. Oh, it really, really itches. It makes me hate everyone. But I know it's nobody's fault except maybe God. And I hate him too. Clowns don't come from outer space. They don't use fancy ray guns. Clowns are people like you and me, and they really love kids. Clowns work hard in the crawl space. The crawl space, the crawl space. Clowns work hard in the crawl space. The crawl space, the crawl space. Clowns like to act like cops. They like to do little tricks. Like to put handcuffs on you from behind. Then they strangle you with rope. Clowns work hard in the crawl space. The crawl space, crawl space. Clowns work hard in the crawl space. The crawl space, crawl space. The crawl space, crawl space. Clowns work hard in the crawl space. Putting things away in the crawl space before they stink too bad. Gotta take care of the people you've molested for weeks.
Welcome back to NPR's presentation of Quality Time Podcasts, wonderful musical episode made possible through fans like yourself. On deck, we have a wonderful piece written by Jeremy Woodworth for the movie House of 1000 Corpses, followed by another song written called You Don't Like Clowns, also for House of 1000 Corpses. And then we have some more Jeremy Woodworth originals as he talks about our fans' favorite thing, him driving a pallet jack. Enjoy, and remember, your sponsorship helps keep us alive, so please keep those donations running in to the Baby Eater GoFundMe, which has essentially become a slush fund for Jeremy to live. Thank you.
Of corpses. Are there five? How many corpses are in the house of corpses? 10. Are in the house of corpses 100?
many corpses are in the House of Corpses? 150? How many corpses are in the House of Corpses? 999? I guess we'll never know.
I run over with my pallet jack. Lots of blueberries, strawberries too. Many a banana have been crushed underneath. Chicken pots. Oh, the avocado's very smooth. But there's one thing that makes me cry, and I do it every day, and they die. Those things are onions, and they make me cry. Onions make me cry. Yes, they do. Unlike plums, I run over plums. And boysenberries. I've even run over a pomegranate and maybe a chrysanthemum. I've run over human heads and human hands. Nobody ever finds out I run away from the scene, but I cry when I run over onions. Onions! onions that make me cry. Onions that make me cry. When I run them over, they're the beautiful love, the vegetable kingdom.
On deck on our ongoing telethon, some more Quality Time classics. First, we'll hear a brief ad from our sponsor, Dr. Cox Boner Juice, followed by a love song from the movie Twilight, written and produced by Jeremy and Eric Woodworth, and finally, a tribute song to friend of the program's John Link. And it's about him having lice. So get yourself checked out and be sure to have both of your animals spayed and neutered. God bless you. Once again, your contributions to the Baby Eater GoFundMe. Again, a total slush fund so that Jeremy can live. So please, donate there. Thank you.
Sold in stores and online at drcoxbonerjuice.com. Lice!
cold. Give me 5 hours so I can take a bath. Mom makes me eat eggs and American cheese. I got lice and scabies. I got lice. I'll probably be dead within a year.
Once again, thank you for joining us on our Telethon for Quality Times podcast. We have a couple more songs to play for you here. The first one coming up, a wonderful piece called Camp Pedo, about the camp pedophile from the movie Sleepaway Camp, which is a remarkable piece of cinema, to say the least, followed by another hit smash called That Girl's Got a Peen, followed by Backyard Abortion, some Death Lines, and the Commando song, which I'm not sure was prominently featured when it was originally put out on the episode, but you will hear it in its entirety here. Again, thank you very much for your patronage, and we appreciate you. First day at camp again. Summer's fresh and new. Canoeing, sports and games keep you from feeling blue. But here I am in the corner, your sweaty kitchen man, making all the corn on the cobs to feed all the kids again. You're only 12 or 13. That seems perfect to me. 'Cause I'm your life I'm about to defile. 'Cause I am your camp pedophile. Oh my God! That's not a girl! That girl's a dude! This girl's got a pee! Girl's got a pee! Girl's got a pee! Pee, 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 pee! Girl's got a pee! Girl's got a pee!
That girl's got a pee!
That girl's got a pee! Oh, and a nice peen at that.
We're gonna do it. Looks like you goofed inside me. Now I got an extra heart inside me. I thought you said you would pull out. Backyard abortion. Nothing's gonna turn me back now. Straighten coat hanger off the rack now. We're gonna make this fetus die. Backyard abortion. There's nothing I didn't try. This miscarriage is impossible. This time there's no stopping us. I'm gonna do it. On your mark, get set, we go now. Got a future and we all know now. I'm gonna make this dream come true. And we'll do it our way. Yes, our way. I don't want to reproduce, and we'll do it our way. Yes, our way. Make all our dreams come true for me and you.
Henriquez, my friend's dead tired. Remember, Sully, when I told you I'd kill you last, I lied. And Cook, you sure did get the point. Yes, you did. In your chest. Arius, you are such a bad guy. Did you enjoy the view through that window? Yeah. And Bennett, let off some steam.
Corey Haim!
one dream. Don't you know that you make so many people want to rape you?
Oh, and that brings us to an end of the musical episode, ladies and gents. That's all the music that we did in a year and a half, clocking in at almost at the 50-minute mark. So, good stuff. You listen, we made some more, but I wasn't going to torture you with some of Jeremy's songs. I left a Pallet Jack song out here and there. I'm sure there's some other classics that you missed, but, you know, I feel we got the hits, and that was the whole purpose of the best of music episode. Fun times, good stuff. What else do I got to talk about? Not a whole lot, but hey, if you're on the Twitter, I found this great Twitter page that you can follow. It's called Gay Recivo, and it's apparently a gay man who is also Chris Restivo, noted homophobic gentleman. So go and follow Gay Restivo. It's a pretty good Twitter handle. It's already been followed by a bunch of trannies. And when Chris finds out about it, he's probably going to lose his mind. And when that happens, I don't know. I'm going to hide, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to hide from. I have nothing to do with it, but it did make me laugh, and I don't have the heart to tell him other than on this platform, and I know he won't make it to the end of this episode. So, follow Gay Restivo. It's good stuff on there. Good quality content. FivePlatedClothing.com. Shout outs. And, you know, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah for those of you celebrating. If you're Kwanzaa, I don't know what they do there, but they have different colored candles. And you know what? I like fire. So, Merry all that shit to you. Enjoy yourselves. Take care of each other. Remember, you can always find all things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. It's Eric with a K, comedy with a C. The second Saturday shit show is free every second Saturday of the month. That's down at the Auto Bar, hosted by Mike Quinlan and Kimberly Callahan. I don't know much else that's going on right now, but we're entering a new year. I'm very excited. Still going to keep bringing you the podcast. Tell a friend about it. It would mean the world to us. Drop us a 5-star rating on the Apple Podcast. That really helps us out. Jeremy would take us out, but he would probably say something like this.
I'm Jerry, a big stupid dummy. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm still talking.